So today is really the start of the Madhuban season, okay? And last year we have decided to adopt a theme. And do you know what the theme is? No? I'll tell you, okay. Original effort, original love. You like that? Okay. I said, is it original love or original effort? Okay, so that's our workshop to just break us in into the season. So since I think in October they had they start experimenting on it, and today is a time for you to go back memory lanes and begin to think. And some of you may have been in Gyan for so long. I think I see some familiar faces, and some of you may have been in Gyan 30 years, 25. Some are actually 2 years or, you know, 2 years. But I think there's always a commonality in terms of the original love and the original effort in all our journey towards our destination. So what we're going to do now is actually to reflect. It's nice to reflect. The only thing you have to remember is actually your what? Don't remember the past, Baba said, no? But Baba keeps saying, remember the days of your childhood. No? And I think that is the only permission Baba gives. If we have to think of the past, think of our Brahmin past, our Brahmin babyhood, or actually childhood. And therefore, the first part of the workshop is just to reflect. How many of you are, I think they needed, can some of you get this? I think I have enough. There are several questions which you will have to reflect on, and then we'll group into groups of four. Would you like to get this? And I think translators will have some copy. They need some copy, right? Yeah, Harry. I think the translator may need one, may need the copies. I need one. I need one. Okay. So, reflection for the next 5 minutes. 5 minutes may not be enough, but make it a little bit more of my own meditation, creating my own mood. The question is, reflect on which was it for you, love or effort, when you came to the spiritual knowledge. Go back to memory lanes, 2 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago. Some of us may not even remember 30 years ago. But those are all in our memory track. So which was it for you, love or effort, when you came to the spiritual knowledge? Then as you go back, think of that experience of love when you came to Baba. Think of it. And as we think of that time you came to Baba, you don't even know you came to God. Relive and savor that love for a few moments. How are you sustained by that experience of love? Are you still being sustained by that love, and how? So make it your own meditation experience or recall. The next question, so you have guide question to go back memory lanes. What was your effort in the beginning of your Brahmin life? How do you keep enthusiasm constantly in your effort? Okay, all of us have similar start, whether you are 2, 5, 10, 15. Just go back. We'll spend 5 minutes starting now. You have some music, brother?
Mm-hmm.
about now? Did it change from the time you entered this room? Okay. Did you get to feel again, revive those memories and, you know, allow you to feel again that moment? I tried to describe my own feeling. I didn't do it yesterday, but I said I'll do it with you. Three words that attracted me when I arrived at the center at that time. And the center is actually double that room. Yeah. It's on top of a second floor of a restaurant. And there are two sisters. And what is funny is they don't have the facilities because that was the first time it was open. And they were sharing the toilet with the restaurant. A toilet with no knob. So every time the sisters would have to use it, they have to put their dirty clothes to be able to take a bath. Okay. But despite the fact of the absence of facilities, the feeling that I got when I came is actually, there's so much lightness, you know? Lightness not only in the feeling, but actually there's kind of different aura, a little bit of that. And the sisters were both smiling, and there's so much life, you know, when they talk, when they smile, there's so much light. And despite the fact of the size of the house, the vibrance, for me to come in into a space like that, it's actually kind of, you know, different. I think what's happening in this place, coming from the office that afternoon with so much things to do, I come into a place, minimum furnitures, only two sisters in white, all smile, bring so much life, you know, and lightness, you know. And there's so much energy in that room. That was my introduction to the Brahma Kumaris. Okay, no place in the city of Manila I found a place like that for many years. And so that was the first attraction. And that actually attracted me to come, you know, almost like three continuous days after my work, I would drive there. And we did nothing except to tell stories. They interviewed me, I interviewed them. Okay? And there's so much feeling that you can feel. You know, genuinely I cannot actually describe it. Their interest in me, that actually in a sense I'm also interested to listen to them. I think that's the kind of feeling I got from them. And I think for me that's the summary of love, is actually manifested in lightness, life and vibrance of that place. Okay? And I was never a vegetarian, but they keep on feeding me something every day, the same food. Boiled dal, okay, dal, and white rice. I was wondering if it's a ritual, because 7 days I've been there, I'm always served the same food. I didn't realize they didn't have money to buy anything else except that. I only knew that after 15 days when I was asking, may I know, why do you keep on giving me this food? Is there magic in this? When I eat it, there's so much taste in it. And they were both laughing, and they became my friends, and they said, no, we cannot work in your country, and we have only enough money to sustain ourselves with white boiled rice and mung dal. And yet, the way it is served, I suppose the way it is actually cooked, made sure that it actually hits us in a very different way. So that was my introduction 32 years ago. 33 years ago, actually. Because only after 6 months I said, yeah, I'm a BK. Okay. Because they work on us, right? So I don't know whether you have that such introduction, and I'm sure you have. What I'm going to ask you to do is share it with people your own language. You don't want translation because we have very few minutes. And I want to go into the depth of your own experience. And talk about the next aspect is just to listen to each other and try to find out, are there similarities with all our experiences? Try to listen to those experiences. And then before you separate after 20 minutes, I hope you learned something from each other from that experience. And before you actually separate, I will give you time. You can actually say, you know, I'm inspired by, you know, the sharing or what had happened. And this is what I'm going to take with me this year. I would remember this moment and I'm going to take it into my effort of the year. Okay? Did we understand language? We understood? Okay? So can you get, don't be shy. This is also the first workshop. Therefore, this is also getting to know each other, right? You may be living in the same country, but you may not have talked this way. Or for those who are English speakers, you can go across countries and just sit with people who can, you can actually share four, maximum of four. Can you just move? It's cold, so you have to stand up and make your muscle move a bit. Okay? So workshop means you have to work hard. No, not necessarily. You have to work. Okay. You have to work and shop for a partner. Come on. Stand up. Stand up and shop for someone. Try to look at each other and give drishti and the one that, okay? In French, okay, French, Spanish, Portuguese can go together. And those Vietnamese, okay? So look. Shop, shop. Workshop means shop for friends. Don't be shy. We're one family. Sit on the floor if you like. Rearrange some of the chairs. Just be four. Until everyone gets started. Same language. Not more than five, because I'm seeing some people more than five. Okay? Three could be, yes, yes, three. Okay? Okay, get settled and start telling stories. Okay. I hope your discussion is finishing. More time? I think you want more time, right? Okay. I'll give you an additional assignment, right? I want to all of you, your group, the whole group come, and you'll have to choose a love song. A love song you will sing to the class. Okay? Everyone, you report back, you have to choose a love song, right? Okay? In your language to actually express your sharing, okay? So everyone get to sing. Okay? So I'll give you 10 more minutes. Finish and also love song, right? Everyone stand here. Maybe one person is singing, but everyone should dance. Okay? Should actually act out the song, right? So it's a love song. Low-kick love song, I think. Hindi love song, if you like. Love song. Okay? Then you will have it in camera. Okay? Everyone, every single group. And only those who will sing, and you can go back, you know, after our class, after this workshop, you can all go to the coconut department for vegetable department for coconut water. That's your prize. So vegetable department, after the workshop, you get your coconut water. Drink coconut water, okay? Okay, so we will... This is a good way to end the workshop, okay? So, 10 more minutes. Everyone should be ready with the song. Whatever language, somebody can translate. Thank you. Okay. Okay? You can start moving in the front, so we'll have a show. There will be about, 16 groups. So, okay. Okay, come please. Sisters from the back, come on, join us in the front. Okay, come. Cello, cello, cello. You're the first, very good, volunteers. Okay, that's the enthusiasm, okay, they'll be the first, okay? So we'll wait first for the rest, come on. Okay. Okay, so they volunteer, they'll be the first. Then you will call, okay? Don't call any Vietnamese. You here. Okay? Okay. So, love is expressed most of the time in songs, in dance. Remember Krishna, when Meera was so in love with Krishna, he could actually get lost in the dance and the song. I think that's how we are going to end today, right? So, okay. So the first group are from Vietnam, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So they'll actually sing to us, and they'll tell us the meaning of it. Come on.
So this is a song about family. The word is that the father is a golden candle. The mother is blue candle, and the child is a pink candle. And three candles light up a whole family. So that song.
Ba là cây nến vàng, mẹ là cây nến xanh, con là cây nến hồng, ba ngọn lên lung linh, la 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 la, thắp sáng một gia đình. Lung linh tình mẹ tình cha, lung linh cùng một mái nhà, lung linh cùng buồn cùng vui, lung linh hai tiếng gia đình.